Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OKI Group conference call on Q2 and 1H 2018 operating results. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Veronika Krechko.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Veronika Krechko, and on behalf of OKI Group, I would like to welcome you to our conference call on Q2 and first half of 2018 operating results overview. I would like to introduce the OKI team that is presented today. Miodrag Baroyevich, Chief Executive Officer of OKI, Armin Burger, Chief Executive Officer of DRA, Konstantin Arapidis, Chief Financial Officer, Anton Forlenkov, Head of Corporate Development. We will start our call with updates on hypermarket business presented by Miodrag Baroyevich. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Veronika. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. In the second quarter of 2018, consumers still have their concerns. Nevertheless, their income is getting slowly better and food inflation slows down significantly. Negative shelf inflation, trend which comes significantly below our expectation, persistently strong growing of competition, along with FIFA World Cup layoff period and less favorable than a year ago weather condition, with monthly average temperature in the company key regions of operation being consistently higher than the historical average, put pressure on the company performance. We believe these dynamics to be a one-off event largely backed by unexpected external factors. The closure of hypermarket in Stereotamak in Q2 2017, along with temporary closure of Vario hypermarket in Moscow from July 2017 to June 2018, also impacted the company result during the quarter. As a result, the company organic net retail revenue, excluding the effect from supermarket business sales, decreased by 5.1% year-over-year, while like-for-like net retail revenue decreased by 5.4% year-over-year. Speaking about the like-for-like basket, the growth was largely kept by near-zero food inflation and the rising share of cherry pickers in hypermarkets. At the same time, we would like to highlight the reversal of the trend in item purchased per client growth for the four consecutive quarters. Positive dynamics was for the most part a result of the continuous work of hypermarket price perception improvement through the reinforcement on assortment and marketing fronts. During the quarter, we continue to enhance our customer value proposition by revising the assortment metrics, focusing on imported goods. Staying focused on keeping the share of promo at healthy level, we continue to place greater emphasis on promotion communicated directly to customers, 27% in Q2 2018 versus 19% a year ago. Following our strategic commitments in the second quarter, we finalized the stage one of new enterprise resource planning systems in installation, Microsoft Dynamics XAPTA. The new system was installed across the perimeter of all stores. The system will be fully integrated into all company process by 2020. Now I would like to pass the floor to Armin Burger, CEO of DA, who will provide update on discounter business.
Thank you, Miodrag. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In the second quarter of 2018, DA opened two new discounters in the Moscow region. We had a total selling space of 47,700 square meters as of the end of June 2018. We closed the first half with 69 stores. For the second half of 2018, we expect to open another 20 stores to end up the year with 89 stores. Especially the rising recognition of DA and the understanding of the value price positioning supported our like-for-like traffic growth in the second quarter of 2018. The like-for-like basket remained largely unchanged from the previous year. What we clearly saw was a growing popularity of the private labels, they accounted for a larger part of the basket in comparison with the previous year. Combined with a slowdown in food inflation, led this to a marginal decrease in the average price per item. As a result, the positive trend in like-for-like traffic alongside the steadily growing share of private labels in the basket led to like-for-like net retail revenue growth of 15.7% year-on-year. DAG continued to focus on adapting the assortment mix to the current needs of customers in the second quarter of 2018 and introduced another 55 new private brand SKUs, while the total number of SKUs reached 2,350 and will now stay around this number. We don't feel that we need any more additional SKUs in the assortment, and we believe that we optimized our assortment mix. The share of private label in the assortment as of the end of the second quarter was around 40% or around 950 SKUs. During the quarter, we expanded the assortment matrix with new frozen products and goods sold by weight and further improved the assortment quality in fruit and veg, in bakery, and in other private brands. A main focus was also on improved buying prices. Here we were able to make suppliers understand that we have to cooperate in a different way. In the reported period, the company continued to enhance the customer experience by introducing an upgraded version of customer basket. We optimized shelving and implemented a new lighting concept, applying focused lights in the fruit and vegetable section as well as on the end cap. Apart from improving the store, one main focus was to reduce the capital expenditures per store. This had to be in place for the bulk of openings in the second half of the year. We are now able to introduce this better and more cost-effective store. Thank you. I hand back to Veronica.
Thank you, Armin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to take your questions.
To signal for a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, that is star 1 to signal for a question at this time. We'll pause for a moment to assemble the queue. No questions in queue at this time, but again, that is star 1 if you would like to signal. And we have a question from Alexander Gnusarev of VTP Capital.
Hello. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, hi. I have just one small question about one of factors that affected your revenue. Could you be a little bit more specific on how much did you lose, particularly from World Cup and from temporary hypermarket Rio closure?
So, hi guys. What I can comment on now is impact on shelf disinflation. Shelf disinflation was minus 3.5%, while items per client grew up by 3% and traffic went down by 4.8%. So effectively negative impact from cannibalization was minus, and closure of Rio and other events like FIFA was minus 1.8%. So the key reason for such a low like-for-like growth is the macro trend, i.e. Food inflation, well, shelf disinflation, I can call it this way. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And just one clarifying question. You said that you will open 20 discounters in the second half, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Dmitry Trembovolsky of DT Capital.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation. My first question will be to Mia Drag. and it will be about guidance that was announced at your full year 2017 results. I just want to repeat that the expectation was to increase net revenue from the hypermarket business by low single digits and also increase the EBITDA margin. Could you, Medra, confirm that the guidance stands?
So margin EBITDA definitely stay like a target with revenue. Definitely we have some challenge. We have some potential in second part of the year to recover partly, but we didn't give up from our main task, and that's EBITDA margin.
Mm-hmm. And what is your current expectation regarding the supermarket revenues, adjusting for the supermarket sale?
Hi, Dim. It's Anton here. We'll provide updated guidance at the end of August, beginning of September, during our financial report.
Okay, I see. I just wanted to also ask Armin whether his estimate of the 50% decrease in EBITDA loss still stands. In case, of course, he has any view on that at the moment.
We are currently fully in the budget and fully in the target.
And the target, and just to remember, is minus 50% roughly, right?
Yeah. And I expect the trend to stay like it is in the moment. That's very positive.
Okay. So from 2 billion, we are roughly going to 1 billion. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Matt Nikrasov of Goldman Sachs.
Yes, good evening. I have a few questions, actually. Basically, do you see any normalization of promo activity in the second quarter in your hypermarkets and generally on the market? And do you mind disclosing what's currently the share of promo in the second quarter and compared to the second quarter last year? That's my first question.
So answer on first question is yes, we have some stabilization on the market in Russia. When we consider promo share, our promo share, like I told you, now just this communicated is 27% versus 19% last year. Can be some development, but not significantly. That means 1-3% can go up, down, depending on promotion. Probably September will be a little bit higher. Usually, traditionally, in Russia, September is aggressive with promotion, but on the quarter level, will stay in same range. Competition is aggressive. Some competition become more aggressive than before. I speak first of all about X5 group, for example. Now Magnet become more aggressive. The rest of competition stay on the same level like before. Okay, strategy is to be more aggressive like in last month. That means we will continue to put pressure on the price level on the Russian market.
Okay, thanks a lot. Second question is basically, so one of the competitors, Lenta, today reported that they see improving gross margins in the first half of the year. So I wonder if you could provide any update in terms of margin trends, both EBITDA and gross margin in the first half of the year.
Hi, it's Konstantin. We are not disclosing any financial data on this call. It's operational stuff. We will speak about EBITDA and gross margin within 1 month period on next conference call regarding financial results.
Okay, thank you.
And again, star 1 if you'd like to ask a question at this time. Star 1. We'll go next to Murad Ibrahimov of BCS.
Thank you very much for this conference call. And a question regarding consumer and generally competitive environment. How would you describe the consumer now? What is changing in his behavior in second quarter compared to last year or first quarter of this year? Maybe they are becoming less price sensitive, or they are ready to buy more items per one ticket. What's your how would you describe it? And obviously this is different for hypermarkets and for discounters. Thank you.
So in hypermarkets, clients continue to have some concern, like I told you on the beginning of my statement. There is some trend of cherry pickers, definitely between development of competition was really strong, especially in our area in St. Pete. We have a lot of supermarket competitors new, which create some cannibalization, definitely. And then from activity for this cherry pickers trend, also competition, like I told you, more aggressive. That means this trend, I expect, will continue in next couple months, but honestly, on the Russian market, we can expect also some globalization in the future when we speak about longer future, when we speak about 2-3 years period. We believe in some consolidation, and then this situation will not escalate long term, will continue to be stable.
Okay, and then speaking on food deflation, which we have seen probably, we are seeing for the first time in Russia's history, and normally one should expect that consumers would buy more items if they spend less money per item. Do you see that shoppers are spending, buying more, or they are just saving this money and don't spend with you?
As I told you also in my statement, in last four quarter we have positive trend in item per client.
So to be, hi Marat, it's Anton here. So to be precise, items per client increase by 3% in the second quarter, while shelf inflation was -3.5%. So if not this factor, and this factor I would consider to be a major factor of negative like for like.
Okay. And what was your figure -1.8%? What it is attributed to? Is the actual like for like without deflation?
If you take our like for like 5%, so if you take out the shelf deflation, which was -3.5%, you get to sort of adjusted normalized like for like. That's easy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Star 1 for any other questions at this time. Again, star 1. We'll pause for a moment. And at this time, we have no further questions in queue. Ms. Krashko, at this time, there are no further questions in queue, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time today. We don't have any more questions in the line. Please feel free to contact us anytime if you have some questions or would like to clarify. With this, we'd like to close the call and wish you all a very pleasant evening.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.